Songs About Anything. I had watched Dr. Zhivago, yes. But I think even more important than that was that the song was written at a time when I was just writing about anything. I'm sitting here remembering a time that I played pinball. And that'd be one try. And I'd do like that. And then I'd say, all right, here's another time that I'm sitting with my wife watching a cooking show. And that'd be another try. And I would write all these things down. And then I'd actually make up what I wanted to say as I went along. I'd say, well, let's see, we did this one in G, so let's do this one in A. And then I would just get a chord progression going and then improvise the melody. So I was writing on a good day, 7 or 8 songs, and most of them were throwaways, but it was something that came out of that. I've thought about it a lot. Dr. Zhivago. There was a lonesome quality about that movie that brought out a lot of the scenes of my childhood. And I went home, and I started writing these things down. And I didn't even know it was a song, except I'd get down to the end and there would be a little couplet there. And I didn't even know what I had until 2 or 3 months later somebody said, sing that song. And I sang that song for a friend of my wife's who'd come over to the house. And she started crying and said, that's the prettiest thing I've ever heard. And I said, is it? And nowadays, people like to remind me that I could retire after that song, that I made enough from the royalties that I could be set. But I wasn't. I came back as a wasp lighting on the wheel, a bird flying through summer sky, a fish, a firefly, the soul of an engine. A song about anything.